taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
snack.
Okay. And if you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call that taste, or how would you describe
it? I guess rank taste, because it does, it gets terrible.
And say from
a rancid, I guess, would be a good description of it, either one.
Mm-hmm. You say, yesterday I had breakfast at 7 o'clock.
8.
And the day before, by that time, I had already
eaten.
And, say if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you say that glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And so you say somebody has what that glass?
You mean broken? Is it?
Okay. And you say, but I didn't mean to
break it.
And say if your meat's been kept too long, you'd say that the meat has
spoiled. Uh-huh. Would be, I guess, most popular description.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen a hog butchered?
Oh yeah, I've helped with it. I've watched chitlins lots of times.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me how they butcher the hog?
Well, I can tell you how we always did. My daddy had a big old barrel, and he'd put water in the pots where we boil the clothes in and get it boiling hot. Mm-hmm. And then they'd dip it up and pour it in that barrel, and they'd kill the hog in time for it to be good and dead. And then they'd take it by its back feet and stick its head part down in that barrel and let it stay, and they'd turn it over and back and forth. And then they'd pull it out and let that cool a little bit till they could get a hold of it, and then they'd turn the other end down in there. Now, I know that in some places there was better ways to do it, but that's the way they did it. And then they'd pull that hog out on some, maybe a group of boards laid on the ground, or maybe a door, old door or something like that. And they'd take knives and scrape that hair off.
Mm-hmm.
It'd line down on that board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they got all that hair scraped off, then they'd take it and take what we call a gambling stick, and it split its heels on the back, its two back feet, and there's some tendons in there you'd pull out and stick that stick in them, you know, you'd stick it in one and then hang it, hold it up and put it over a pole and stick it in that other one, and that would hang him up with his back feet kind of stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd, scrape and pour hot water, and a lot of times use soap and water, and wash him down good, and then rinse him good. And then they'd do what they call gutting him. I guess you'd say that's kind of an inelegant expression, but that's what they called it. And they'd open him up and get the intestines out and the liver and everything inside of him. And then they'd rinse him out with cold water. Well, before they'd start gutting him, though, they'd cut his neck all around where his head would drop down and the blood would run out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd get his intestines out, and then they'd wash him out good with clear, cold water and let him stand there a little while. And then they'd take him down and start cutting him. They'd cut off the hams and the shoulders and the